Hi, and welcome to the Feed the Pig podcast. I'm your host, Tim Farrell. Money shouldn't drive your future, but neither should debt. It's time for you to take control, not just for today, but for your whole life. Remember, small changes add up. The Feed the Pig podcast is here to help you take steps to start saving for today, so you'll have a solid financial future tomorrow. On this episode, we'll talk about strategies for getting credit now, because we all deserve a little credit. Well, we're back with the Feed the Pig podcast, and we're talking a little bit about how do you get a bank to actually give you your first loan. You know, there's a perception out there that lending guidelines have become much tighter over the past months and the last year or so. But really, what's changed is that lenders are just reverting back to a more traditional standard for qualifying buyers. So today we've got Eric joining us. Thanks for being here, Eric.
Nice to be here.
Okay, so you're interested in getting a loan. What do you need a loan for?
Well, I'm looking to buy a car, and I'm interested in what impacts my credit score and what I can do to make sure I have a good enough credit score so I can get a car loan.
Have you looked at your credit score? Do you know what your credit score is, or have you contacted any of the credit bureaus?
No, I haven't done that yet. How would I go about doing that?
I'm going to actually let our resident expert, Jordan Amon, who's a CPA from New Jersey, kind of cover and give you the expert advice. So, okay. Hey, Jordan, thanks for being here.
No problem. Thanks for having me, and thanks for leaving the tough questions for me.
Well, I think the first one's a softball. So tell him, maybe you can give Eric a little bit of advice about how he can find out what his credit score is right now.
Eric, it's a great question. There's a bunch of different ways. You know, there's three main credit agencies, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. And there's also a bunch of services you can find on the internet, you know, the freecreditreport.coms and all the different resources out there to get your credit score. So it's a good idea to get a copy of your score and read it, look at it, and see if you can understand what's on there. And, you know, if you understand what's on there and what makes up your credit score, you have a much better chance of impacting it through sound financial decisions.
So have you approached a bank? I mean, what are your thoughts on going and getting a loan?
I'm not quite sure how I would go about it yet. Do I just contact the bank and say I'd like a loan, or?
Jordan, can you walk him through the process of what he should do, and then maybe if he's got a problem, how he might raise his credit score if they're not interested?
Sure. Well, a lot of times if you're going to buy a new car through a dealer, the car dealership has, you know, an in-house financial person that will help you get a loan through them. They have banks that they work with, and you want to find out what rate they're offering you, and they will run your credit score and do a credit check to see if you're worthy. I do recommend calling a bank and saying, listen, I'm going to buy a car. I want to see about getting a loan through you guys. You can shop it online, and you want to compare rates. You never just want to go with your first quote on anything. So, you know, the same way you're going to shop the car, you want to shop the the finance rate and the, you know, the loan that you're going to get. The way the credit score works in a really simple standpoint is the higher your credit score, the more credit worthy you are, the more likely people are going to loan you money, and the better interest rate you're going to get for that. So when you hear all these car commercials with, you know, 1.9% financing and 2.9% financing, and then you go to the dealership and they tell you it'll be 13.9%, it's because your credit score and your credit history doesn't qualify you into the top tier that they talk about. So the higher your credit score, generally speaking, the better chance there is of you getting a loan, and the lower your interest rate will be.
I was also wondering, is there anything else that would make me a good candidate for a car loan, or is it just the credit score that comprises that? And how do I become a better candidate, and how do I have a good credit score?
Your credit score is based on a few things. It's based on, number one, do you have other outstanding debt? So what they're going to do is they're going to look at how much money do you earn and how much of that money is earmarked to other things, meaning how likely are you to pay them back? That's the bottom line for the credit score. Is if I give you $100 to buy a car, how likely is it that you're going to pay that back on time in the manner that we agree on? So what you can do if your credit score is not great is, you know, you can look at the things that are affecting it. Do you have open balances on credit cards? You know, maybe you can pay that down. Have you been missing payments and not making your payments on time of the minimum payment? That's a no-no. Not paying on time is a big one. So you want to make sure you're paying your bills on time, even if it's the minimum payment, and then you want to work to reducing, you know, outstanding credit if you have it. Another thing is if you have a lot of credit cards that you don't use, when I graduated college, I had something like 14 credit cards because every time there was a free T-shirt or a free towel for getting a credit card, I signed up for it. What I didn't realize is that by having all of these credit cards with, you know, $2,000 credit limit, $4,000 credit limit, that, you know, I had $40,000 or $50,000 of available credit. So someone else giving me a loan says, listen, if I give this guy $5,000 or $20,000 to buy a car, he may have, you know, he's got another $40,000 he can borrow. How do I know I'm getting paid back? So these are some of the things you can look at and understand to try and manage your credit score. Hope that helps a little.
Yeah, no, that I'm sure it does. do you want to talk a little bit about what would happen if he gets turned down?
Sure. If you apply for a loan and unfortunately you get turned down or the interest rate is astronomical because they don't consider you a good credit risk, the first thing you should find out is, why did you get turned down? They're usually required to tell you why you've been turned down. And they're going to tell you the specific reason and who gave them the report that they used. So if you do get turned down, the first thing you want to do, if you haven't done so already, as we discussed, is read your credit report. Is there something on there that's not yours? Did you have a roommate in college that didn't pay a bill he was supposed to and it's under your name? And, you know, you got stiffed for something. You have something sitting on there that doesn't really belong to you. Did you have a medical bill that got sent to collection that, you know, often happens with insurance companies and the issues there? You know, do you have something on there that's clogging up your credit report that's not accurate? So the first thing is, what's on there? Is it all accurate? And if it's not, you know, you got to go about getting it cleaned up by dealing with the person that says you owe the money and then writing to the credit reporting agency. So if you get turned down, you want to find out why. If everything on there is accurate, then you want to talk about some of the things that we discussed earlier in terms of closing unused credit cards, paying down your balance, making sure you pay on time. You know, maybe getting a parent to co-sign a loan for you would help if you don't qualify.
Thanks for joining us again on the Feed the Pig podcast. And don't forget to look for us next time because we'll be looking at more ways for career builders to make the most of their money. Jordan Amon works for Amper, Polizziner, and Mattia, a CPA firm in the New York, New Jersey region. If you're looking for more information on ways to save, you can check out feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org. Or if you have a question that you want us to talk about, email it to us at feedthepig@gmail.com.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or feedthepig.org. It is provided with the understanding that AICPA and feedthepig.org are not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and feedthepig.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to and assume no responsibility for the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.